Good morning, everyone. It is 10 o'clock, June 4th, 2025. I call this regular meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm joined by Commissioners Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Joel Kringstad, so we have a quorum and a full house. I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, do you?
No, I do not.
Commissioner Kringstad?
No.
So we'll roll right into the business. We have five items on the consent calendar. I move approval. In a moment, I'll make that motion. Thank you for the reminder. We'll open with the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you stand and join me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So we have five items on the consent calendar. I move approval of those five items plus the minutes of our May 19th and May 23rd meetings.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, and then moving into the regular order, believing that there will be no prejudice to the rights of the parties or the public interest, and finding the cases involve similar questions of law and fact, I move the Commission consolidate these cases for hearing under North Dakota Administrative Code Section 69-02-04-04 and issue a notice of opportunity for consolidated hearing in Red River Rural Telephone Association, Wahpeton Exchange, Public Convenience and Necessity, case number PU-25-185, and Red River Rural Telephone Association Designated Eligible Carrier Application, case number PU-25-190.
Second.
So on these cases, on May 12th, Red River filed an application requesting authorization to provide local exchange telecom service as the incumbent local exchange carrier in the Wahpeton Exchange. The Wahpeton Exchange is currently served by CenturyLink. And those that aren't familiar over there in the valley, Red River is headquartered in Abercrombie, just south of Fargo. And just a little thing about Abercrombie, not 100% sure, but I'm told that except for just a little dip during World War II because people were gone, that their population has remained remarkably stable for like 125 years. They've been almost the same population. But back to the case, the issues to be considered here are in the first case, the fitness and ability of Red River to provide services, the adequacy of Red River's proposed services, the technical, financial, and managerial ability of Red River to provide services, and whether upon granting a certificate to Red River to provide service in the area, whether CenturyLink's certificate should be relinquished or transferred to competitive local exchange service. Then also, same day on May 12th, Red River filed an application requesting that they be designated as an essential telecom carrier in the Wahpeton Exchange. And the issues to be considered in that case are the qualifications of Red River for designation as an ETC, making them eligible to receive universal service funding, the ETC universal service support area to be designated, whether it's in the public interest to designate Red River as an ETC in the Wahpeton Exchange, and whether upon designation as an ETC for the Wahpeton Exchange, should CenturyLink's designation be relinquished or transferred to competitive local exchange service. So those interested are invited to comment on the application in writing. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting the hearing. Comments and requests for hearings must be received by July 18th of 2025, And if deemed appropriate, this commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
Mine's more a curiosity question. What's the population?
In the upper 200s. I think it's always been right about between 250 and 300.
Okay.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. Believing that there will be no prejudice to the rights of the party or the public interest, the finding the cases involve similar questions of law and fact, I move the commission consolidate these cases for hearing under North Dakota Administrative Code Section 6902-04-04 and issue a notice of consolidated hearing in Montana Dakota Utilities Advance Prudence Badger Wind application case number PU2575 in Montana Dakota Utilities Company 150 megawatt Badger Wind public convenience and necessity case number PU25-76.
Second.
Thank you. A consolidated hearing on the applications in case numbers PU2575 and PU2576 is scheduled for September 9th at 8:30 a.m. Central Time in the Commission Hearing Room here on 12th floor. On February 17th, 2025, MDU filed an application for advanced determination of prudence in a certificate of public convenience and necessity for a 49% ownership interest, which represents 122.5 megawatts of their Badger Wind project currently being constructed near Wishik in Logan and McIntosh counties. So the issues to be determined in the advanced determination of prudence case, whether MDU should be granted the ADP, that it's a proposed resource addition is prudent. And then the issues to be determined in the application for Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity are whether the public convenience and necessity will be served by construction and operation of the facilities, and is MDU technically, financially, and managerial fit to be able to provide the service. Again, this consolidated hearing will be on September 9th, 2025, here in the Commission Room.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you. I move the commission grant a 61-day extension to file the annual report in Otter Tail Power Company 2024 Electric Annual Report, case number PU-25-193.
Second.
Thank you. I just want to bring an awareness. I had this pulled from consent to the regular agenda because I'm seeing a pattern here. And the importance of the annual reports serve as an accounting of the company's performance over the previous years and are used to track changes in revenue, expenses, customer count, usage, and interruptions. The staff gets this report and does a thorough review and does a memo to us as commissioners, and then we either adopt the annual report or we question it. As a portfolio holder on this, sometimes you see patterns, and I want to bring this pattern out and hopefully address so it is addressed. And we went back to 2021, the annual report, and they're due May 1st. Otter Tail filed it on June 2nd. Then in 2022, they filed it on June 29th, and no extension was requested. Then looking at the annual report of 2023, Otter Tail requested two extensions. The first extension requested was for a 2-month, and then the second extension was requested for an additional month. So now in 2024, with when it was due on May 1st, on May 20th, we receive a letter requesting a two-month extension, which is the motion on the table right now. My purpose of this is just to bring awareness that we're seeing a constant, a pattern of not meeting the deadline and asking for an extension with no valid reason. I'm going to support the extension, but hopefully Otter Tail can address the timeliness on their annual reports and find a solution on why they're always requesting an extension. So that's why I brought it forth to the agenda. And like I said, I'll support this extension, but hopefully Otter Tail can come to some resolution of steps on filing a timely report.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I'll just say I appreciate you bringing that to our attention, because I agree with you that it should be an exception. You know, something happened, you know, got delayed, not just a regular thing. It normally ought to be done timely. And so I think you're right. We do need more answers or else into this pattern.
What was the rationale for this extension? I don't have it with me, but they did give some rationale, correct?
Yeah, they did. Let me see. Otter Tail needs additional time to review the 2024 North Dakota cost of service study.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Commissioner Greenstead.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Minnesota Power and Light HVDC Modernization Project, Oliver County, citing application, case number PU-24-381, and in Great River Energy HVDC Modernization Project, Oliver County Siting Application, case number PU-24-382.
Second.
On December 11th, 2024, Minnesota Power and Great River Energy filed with the Commission a consolidated application for certificates of corridor compatibility and route permits for a high-voltage direct current, or HVDC, modernization project in Oliver County. On January 22, 2025, the Commission issued a notice of filing and notice of opportunity for consolidated public hearing, requesting comments and requests for hearing by March 5th of this year. The notice identified three issues to be considered with respect to the consolidated application. The first was, will the location, construction, and operation of the proposed facilities produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota? Second, are the proposed facilities compatible with the environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources? And finally, will the proposed facility locations minimize adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? On February 12th, the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality filed comments. No other comments or requests for hearing were filed, and the commission held an informal hearing with Minnesota Power and Great River on May 1st. This proposed project involves modernizing and upgrading the existing HVDC terminal located near the existing Center HVDC converter in Center, North Dakota. The proposed project will include the construction of a new HVDC terminal, three electric station yards, and transmission line segments to interconnect the new terminal with the local electric grid. Minnesota Power will own and operate the majority of the proposed facilities. However, two of the proposed new transmission line segments will be owned and operated by Great River Energy. And per this application, there was what I found to be some kind of fun history involving this project. So the existing HVDC terminal has operated for over 45 years, which is more than 15 years beyond its 30-year design life. General Electric was actually the the company that designed the existing HVDC system at the time, but it left the HVDC industry in the 1980s. And so as you can imagine, it's been increasingly difficult to procure spare parts. And so part of the reason or the rationale for this proposed project is it's going to modernize the aging HVDC assets and improve reliability of the regional transmission system, including by reducing the likelihood of an extended outage due to component failures. The voltage and power transfer capabilities on the HVDC line will remain the same, and the project will ensure bidirectional flow capabilities through the installation of state-of-the-art equipment. Construction of this project involves two phases. The first phase is the proposed Nelson Lake substation phase, which would include construction of the proposed Nelson Lake substation, 230 kV yard, and associated infrastructure. Phase two is the proposed East Oliver HVDC converter station phase, which would involve construction of the proposed East Oliver HVDC converter station and associated infrastructure. Construction of phase one is anticipated to begin in the second quarter of 2025 and be completed in 2027, with commercial operations commencing in 2027. Construction of phase two is anticipated to begin in the third quarter of 2025 and be completed between 2028 and 2030, with commercial operations commencing between 2028 and 2030. The estimated cost to construct Minnesota Power's portion of the project will be approximately $399 to $599 million, and Great River's project cost will be approximately $5.4 million. Minnesota Power and Great River Energy notified the federal, state, and local departments, agencies, and entities listed in North Dakota Administrative Code Section 69-06-01-05, including comments from U.S. Fish and Wildlife, U.S. Air Force, Minot Air Force Base, the State Historical Society, North Dakota Game and Fish, and North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality. They have also obtained a conditional use permit from Oliver County. In state law and rule, there are siting criteria to guide the commission in evaluating if a proposed corridor or route is suitable. These include, among other factors, exclusion areas and avoidance areas. There are no exclusion areas identified in this proposed project. There are several avoidance areas, including cultural resources that are present within the project corridors, but the project has been designed to span or otherwise avoid impacts to cultural resource sites in coordination with the State Historical Society. There have also been identified several geologically unstable areas that are present within the project corridor and routes, but the project has been designed to avoid those areas. And finally, there is a reservoir, Lake Nelson, which is present within the project corridor. The northeast arm of Nelson Lake will be spanned and no impacts are anticipated. Minnesota Power and Great River will design the project in accordance with the Avian Power Line Interaction Committee's recommendations and have agreed to certain steps to mitigate the impacts of the project as indicated by their execution of certifications relating to order provisions and tree and shrub mitigation specifications. Therefore, finding the location, construction, and operation of the project will produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota. The project is compatible with the environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources, and the project will minimize adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity, and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion. The Commission orders Minnesota Power and Great River Energy certificates of corridor compatibility and route permits are approved, and I support this order.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I thought someone else was going to go out of his way. I kind of commend them. You mentioned Lake Nelson a couple times. Kind of a neat asset in North Dakota in that it doesn't freeze up, and they've had water skiing there in the winter and things like that. And there's also a wildlife refuge toward the other end of this project. And, you know, there seemed to be no pushback from Game and Fish or anyone. They seem to navigate those situations well. I find it amazing compared to years ago when the state's economy was struggling so the energy industry can pour $500 million into a project, and I don't know that we've gotten a single comment from anyone on it yet. No one requested a formal hearing, and it's like $500 million, you know. So, I'm also glad to see this move forward.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, a few announcements here, more than we've had recently. Next Tuesday is EERC's Energizing North Dakota's Future. And I guess I'm not even quite positive whether anyone else is going, whether it's an announced meeting of us. But I know I'm going, and just pointing it out because it's always an interesting event in the years when I've been able to make it. Our next regular commission meeting is June 18th, normal Wednesday situation. And often I would stop there, but we really have an interesting week coming up 2 weeks after that. On June 30th, on a Monday, we have a formal hearing on Basin Electric's Bison Generation Station. That's the one that's been talked about for a couple years. This is going to be a combined cycle baseload natural gas plant up in between Williston and Ray there. That's case number PU-25-86. That will start at 9 o'clock on June 30th. And that's at the Grand Williston Hotel and Conference Center in Williston. And hopefully the lunch is as good there as their Easter buffet, because that's awesome. The next day, on Tuesday, July 1st, we have a formal hearing, and that's case number PU-24-87. That's Badger Wind, the one down by Wishick. That'll start at 8:30 here in our hearing room. And that case, of course, has been approved by the commission, but they are requesting a waiver from their ADLS requirement for, I think, 9 of their 92 turbines, something like that, that are close to the airport. The day after that, on Wednesday the 2nd, is our next regular commission meeting after the one that's in between. But then the day after that, again, on July 3rd, we're going to really pick up the pace and do a double hearing. Highland Crude has two projects up in McKenzie County, PU-25-83 is a reroute of a project. That's about 3.5 miles, just a reroute. PU-25-84 is, and I haven't reviewed this thoroughly, and to the extent I reviewed it, it was some time ago, but I think it's about 25 or 30 miles of NGL line. That first one was oil. This one would be NGL. And it starts up kind of northeast of Alexander, winds very close on the east side of Arnegard, and then ends down south of Watford City. Those cases will be held back-to-back at Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City. And again, that's at 8 o'clock on Thursday, July 3rd. So that concludes the announcements. And with that, we'll take a recess and take some questions from the press. And after that, we will reconvene for the administrative portion of the meeting. But for now, the commission is in recess.